Okay, so in the last session, we were talking about human IQ versus spiritual IQ.
好，上一堂上节课呢，我们讲到了这个人类的智商跟属灵的智商。
And I mentioned the verse Psalms 14:1, which says, "If you deny the existence of God, you are a fool."
那我们也讲到了这个诗篇十四章第一节，讲到说，愚蠢的人他心中没有神。
A lot of these very intelligent people, these geniuses, all the way through history, they're now in torments and they're going to go to the lake of fire because they rejected God.
在历史上有很多的这个非常非常聪明的人呢，他们呢现在已经死去，然后呢都在地狱里头等待着要被送，最终要送到火湖里。
There's also going to be a lot of very intelligent people which did believe in Jesus Christ and they're in heaven.
那也有很多很聪明、很有智慧的人呢，他们现在也在天堂了。
We can take Einstein for example. So he was a Jew. Like a lot of Jews are very intelligent, very high IQ.
就像爱因斯坦来讲，他是非常非常聪明的一个天才，而他又是一个犹太人。
Now he did believe in the existence of God.
而他呢，是真的相信有神的存在。
But then, as far as we know, he did not accept Jesus Christ as his savior.
但是呢，好像他并没有接受耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And he too, according to what we know of Scripture, if he rejected Jesus Christ, which we assume he did, he's in torments at the moment.
那按照我们所了解的，就是那些不信耶稣基督的人，他依然是会在地狱里。
But the point is that regardless of your human IQ or your human intelligence, that makes no difference.To whether you can understand the gospel or whether you go to heaven or hell.
Sorry.
So your human intelligence really, it's not related to your potential for going to heaven or getting sent to hell.
所以我们了解就是说呢，不论我们的属人的这个智商有多少，它其实都没并不会影响我们是去地狱还是去天堂。
It's just like your age. Your age has no bearing on the fact of whether you can understand the gospel, and unless you're very small, of course. But you know, people of all ages believe the gospel.
而同样的呢，我们的年龄也不能决定我们是不是能够接受福音。
And your race or your country of birth, your social standing, none of these things have an impact on whether you can go to heaven or not.
而所以呢，不论你的种族、你的年龄哈，或者你的这个教育程度，其实都不会影响到你是否能上天堂。
Now I've taught you before that when God created us, as far as our physical existence goes, this relates to your genes or your environment, the place you were brought up. There is no equality. We are all unequal.So as far as your physical birth and your physical development and your lives are concerned, your physical lives, there is no equality.
我们也知道呢，就是我们所有的人在生下来的时候，你的身体、身材、你的所有的长相各方面，其实都没有所谓的同样、同等、平等的状态。
Everybody is different.
每一个人都是不一样的。
That's because of our backgrounds and stuff, but also because of our volition as well.
这些呢，不只是我们的背景不同造成，而且呢，也包含了我们的自由意志是怎么决定。
See, God gave us all volition. Our volition was all the same. Really, that's the only way we're equal, is that we're all free, or you know, we all have this free will where we can make decisions. That's really the only thing that makes us equal.
而我们唯一的相同之处，人与人相同的之处，是神都给了我们自由的意志，来让我们可以自由的下决定。
And it's with your volition, of course, you can choose to look for God in your life, and then you'll find him, obviously, or you can choose to reject God.
而因为这样的一个自由意志，你可以决定你可要相信神、依靠神，还是说你要拒绝神。
And again, that doesn't really relate to needing human intelligence. You only need a small amount of intelligence, really, to understand the gospel message and to believe. It doesn't take a genius, a physical genius, to believe in Jesus Christ.
而你是否相信耶稣基督，其实不需要你是个天才，你只需要很少的一点点智商，就可以让你下决定，你是不是要相信耶稣基督。
But the moment that you believe in Jesus Christ, remember you get those 40 absolutes, and that includes your human spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so you get the 40 things, and two of the 40 things which are related to now developing your spiritual IQ is the human spirit. And then you have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
好，所以呢，我们当我们相信耶稣基督以后，我们得到40个绝对的礼物，而能够让我们的属灵的 IQ 可以增长呢，只需要其中的两个元素就可以让我们的让属灵成长。第一个呢，就是我们的人的灵；第二个呢，就是圣灵充满。
Remember the unbeliever, or when you were an unbeliever, you did not have a human spirit. So that was given to you when you believed in Jesus Christ.
你要记得哦，在我们还没有相信耶稣基督之前，我们是还没有这个灵的。人的灵是在我们相信耶稣基督的时候才得到的。
We see that come out, for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
哥林多前书的二章十三节提到。
And then you also have in Jude, the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 19.
还有犹大书的一章十九节也有讲到。
You're given the human spirit, and then you have the filling of the Holy Spirit also given to you at salvation.
然后除了我们的人的灵之外，还有我们的所谓圣灵出版出圣灵充满，也让也是在我们得到救恩的时候同时得到。
And through these two things here, this is how we learn Bible doctrine. Remember, the Holy Spirit teaches the information to your human spirit.
而这两样东西也是让我们可以学习这个神的话语的很重要的两样东西。
Okay, and remember you also, this is not one of the 40 things given at salvation, but God will provide you with Bible doctrine if you want it.
然后第三件事情呢，这个是，这 it's not in the 40 things.
No, because yeah, Bible doctrine it exists anyway.
然后第三件事情不是那四十件里的一件，因为神会提供我们圣经的教义，这个是已经存在的。
But again, through the human spirit and through the teaching of the filling of the Holy Spirit, when you're studying Bible doctrine, these things all add up to spiritual IQ. This makes you intelligent spiritually.
好，所以在这个人的灵还有圣灵充满以及我们有圣经教义这三件事情都可以让我们的属灵的 IQ 得以成长。
Remember what you're learning when you're in Bible class is the thinking of Jesus Christ.
你要记得呢，我们在圣经课里面的学习呢，是要我们学习思考跟耶稣基督是一样的。
And Jesus Christ obviously is a spiritual genius. He's the God of the universe.
而耶稣基督呢，从这个属灵的角度来看，他是在属灵方面的天才。
We're never going to learn all of the information that God knows about, but He's given us enough information in the Bible for us to develop the spiritual life.
当然，我们不可能学习到所经由耶稣学习到所有我们的天赋、所有的智慧，但是他们给我们了这本圣经，已经有足够的让我们要学的东西。
And the more time that you spend learning the Bible under the filling of the Holy Spirit, then the more you're increasing your spiritual IQ.
就当我们学越多的这个圣经，在圣灵充满的状况下去学习，我们的这个属灵的 IQ 就会越高。
Now we talk about the goals of the spiritual life, and actually there's, when you look at the goals, there's quite a few things. For example, to love God, that's a very important, you know, that's like the number one commandment.
那我们谈到这个我们属灵生命的成长的目标是什么？其中一个呢，就是爱神。
And then you also have the goal, for example, that you want to become a witness in the angelic appeal trial.
那第二个呢，是我们要成为天使征战里面的最好的见证者。
And you want to glorify God. Well, that's all sort of related, but another goal is that you should glorify God.
那我们呢，当然也一定是想要荣耀神。
Another goal, it's not really just one goal. We're talking there's many sort of goals, but they're all part of the same package. Another one is to develop a capacity for blessings.
还有就是我们要让我们可以承接祝福的能的 的容器可以变大。
Okay. But another one of the goals, and that relates to your spiritual IQ as well, is that you need to become more intelligent than Satan on a spiritual level.
那另外一个很重要的，我们要想要长大的是，我们要让我们的这个属灵的 IQ 高于撒旦。
Because as long as your spiritual IQ is less than Satan's, he's going to deceive you. He'll find some way to deceive you.
如果我们的属灵 IQ 呢低于撒旦的话，他们就撒旦就一定有能力来欺骗我们。
Just to give you another example, say I play chess online sometimes, and as you play online, your level sort of goes up and down, and they give you a number of your rating. You can see your rating level.
他那 Tim 他举个例说，他常常在那个网上玩下西洋棋，然后呢，每一次下呢，他都会给你一个你这个棋手你的排名在什么位置。
And my rating level is about 1500, which is pretty average, really.
然后呢 ，Tim 他的那个程度呢是在差不多1500左右。
You have these chess geniuses, and their rating gets up to about 2600.
那他说有一些那个下棋的那些天才啊，他们的那个分数比差不多是2600的位置。
Yeah. But if I'm playing somebody about my level, it's a really fun game. So, you know, I can look at a list of people who want to start a new game, and I would normally choose maybe a little bit more difficult than what I am, just to make it challenging. So maybe 1550.
那他呢，每一次要下棋的时候呢，都希望是找跟他的水准差不多的，因为如果差不多的话，这样打那个下起来就特别好玩。但他有的时候都会选那个比1500再高一点点，说1550这样子的话，那这样让他更具挑战的感觉。
Yeah. If I want to beat somebody, I can just pick somebody at a level like 1400 or lower, and then I know I'm going to beat the guy.
那如果呢他选择那种1400左右的哈，那他就确定他可以打得很把人家打得稀里哗啦。
It's because like my chess IQ is higher than him. I've got the number to prove it.
所以他就等于是说他的下棋的这个 IQ 呢是这个数字就等于像他的下棋的 IQ， 如果他是选择比他低的人，他就一定是会赢过那个人。
But the goal while I'm playing is to try to get my number higher and higher because that means that I'm moving up through the ranks.
那他当然他的目标呢，就是希望他越打越厉害，他的分数越来越高，这样的话他就等于是往上一直不断的晋级。
And that's sort of like in the spiritual life. You know, as you play the game, you know, we're playing the spiritual life, as it were. You know, we're learning and we're developing so that eventually we do become to the point where we can have victory over Satan.
所以呢，在我们的属灵的这个成长上面，我们其实就是希望，也是我们属灵的 IQ 可以越来越高。然后最重要的是，我们要能够打败。
Where Satan would, one of his minions, probably not Satan himself, of course, unless you're a great believer, but one of his minions might prepare a special test for you. But you know, as the test is happening to you, you say, I'm being tested. I'm not going to fall for this test.
所以呢，在这个我们的人生路上呢，经常其实你会发现呢，撒旦准备了一些比赛，或者是一些测试，或者是一些试炼、考验在那里。那当那个事情发生的时候，你心里其实要明白，那是一个测试摆在你眼前。
That requires a spiritual IQ to discern what's happening and then to make the right decision.
那这个时候呢，你其实是需要你的属灵的 IQ， 好，来帮助你能够解决当下的所有的问题，把这样的一场棋赛下赢。
We have a really clear example of that. Remember from Jesus Christ himself being tested in the desert. This is Matthew chapter 4.
就像马太福音的第四章里面讲的，耶稣他受洗后，一样他受到撒旦的测验，在这个沙漠里。
And Satan was actually using the word of God to say, well, you know, you can do this. It's okay because the word of God says you can do it.
而撒旦呢，是用天父的话语来想要欺骗他。
But then Jesus said, well, actually, you're taking this out of context, because the context we're in here, we need to use this word, this verse from the Bible.
然后呢，耶稣非常厉害的跟他说，哦，你用错了。 应该用另外一个状态，另外一个那个一个句子。
I imagine in the United States with all these protests and riots going on, there's actually a lot of Christians involved in this what they're calling a cultural revolution in the United States. And a lot of these people that are with these protests and rioting are probably Christians. Well,
really?
I'm just saying, well, why not? I mean, if they're not learning doctrine properly, and they could be told by their churches, get out there, we need to change things because racism is evil, so we need to change this.
这个现在美国在发生的这个动乱哦，其实也有很多是基督徒，他们在教会里没有被教正确的概念，然后他们也上街去抗议，那这基本上被很多人称之为文化大革命。
Now, the Christians that I know, and these are people that I'm in contact with, they would never do that. But there are going to be Christians that are on the other side of the political spectrum, on the other side, and they would be protesting and thinking they're doing God's will.
或许像 Tim 他所认识很多基督徒，他们都被正确的教导的，这些人是不会去上街去做这样子的抗议的。但是有很多的人，他们的教会可能认为这真的是一个需要去解决种族，把它当作种族问题的一个方式，在上街去做抗议。
But the point is that the more you know the Word of God, so the more doctrine you're learning, the more spiritual IQ you have, so you won't be deceived by these circumstances.
所以你越认真学习，有正确的教导，你的灵属灵的 IQ 就会越高，你就不会被这些状况给迷惑。
So that's enough for now. But just remember, as we learn doctrine, we're learning the thinking of the God of the universe, and that makes you a genius, really.
所以我们要记得一件事情，就是我们在读圣经教义，我们在研习圣经教义的时候，我们是在学习这整个宇宙的神，他的智慧，他的所有的思维模式。所以这我们是在学非常伟大的事情。
And you have to remember that, again, the more you're learning, you're rising above the normal thinking of the common person, of these earthly people. Your thinking is going to be very different from what they think.
所以你的学习的思维会让你跟现在属世的这一般人是不一样的，因为你已经是从更高的状态去看这个世界，所以其实你的思维是跟大家很不一样的。
Then there's another test coming because you could start to get tempted to be arrogant about that.
但是另外一个测验又来了，因为你很可能会变得很傲慢、骄傲。
Okay, but rather than get,
因为你认为比别人看得更远、更高。
But rather than get arrogant about it, what you need to think is, well, this thinking that I'm developing, it's not because of me. I'm not the clever one. This is God and His grace. God has allowed me this opportunity to learn how to think like this.
所以我们一定要记得，就是我们今天有这样的一个看见，跟我们的视野，跟一个思维高超的思维，并不是因为我们真的很厉害，而是因为我们是在学习比我们更高、更大、更远的神。所以你才能够一直保持着很谦卑的状态。
So you don't use your great intelligence, your spiritual intelligence to show off or be arrogant or judge other people.
所以我们千万不能够因为我们很高的属灵 IQ 而去评断其他的人。
But you also have to expect that these people, they're not going to think like you, and some people will come to hate you because your thinking is, we say, diametrically opposed, which means it's the opposite the way that they think.
而且你还要小心，就是很可能你的想法会让其他的人很讨厌，因为你的思维很可能跟人家都不一样。
But that's perfectly normal.
但是这是很正常的。
On Sunday, I was talking about the Hall of Fame. These great believers all mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11.
那在礼拜天的时候 ，Tim 也讲到，在希伯来书的十一章里面讲到的这些伟大的。信徒们，伟大信徒是那个名人堂，好，那些像很多很多很重要的这些信徒。
The reason they become great believers was because of faith, and remember, faith was a synonym for Bible doctrine.
而这些人之所以成为伟大的信徒，都是因为他们的信心，而信心呢，就等于的是我们的圣经的教义。它其实，在很多时候，你看到信心，你就把它换成圣经教义那个句子。在圣经里读起来都是一样，都很顺。
And it was because that they had this, you know, the word of God in their souls, they had that faith, this was a cause for them to be persecuted, to suffer as well.
因为神的教义在这些伟大的信徒的脑中，所以造成呢，他们后来被处决，或者是受苦难。 这些在古旧约时代很多人都是这样的。
If you look at now at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 36 and 37.
希伯来书的十一章，我们看一下。
Now remember the context of these great believers who through faith had been doing great things for God.
就是这些伟大的信徒呢，他们因着自己的信心，为神做了一些很伟大的事情。
We can start off, it's talking about these persecutions beginning, let's start off in Hebrews 11:35.
我们先看希伯来书十一章三十五节。
So you can read that here, it says,Well, it starts, a woman received their dead raised to life again, so because of faith. But then, now we talk about people being tortured. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, they might obtain a better resurrection.
这边讲说有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
What's the cause of this? It's their faith. Their faith, standing fast in the word of God, has caused them to be tortured.
所以这个里面就讲到说，这些为了他们这些他们因着信心的这些人呢，就得到了非常多的严刑重罚。
Now, verse 36. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging. That means they're going to be whipped. And we see that, you know, Paul and Jesus and other disciples, they were scourged, they were whipped. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonment put into prison.
那在这个希伯来书十一章三十六节，甚至就讲了这些苦行包括了有人要忍受戏弄、鞭打，甚至捆锁、监禁，就是被放到监狱里的各种的折磨。
This is happening all over the world, even at the moment, in countries which don't accept Christianity, where people, we just talked about a break, people going missing, and they just disappear because maybe some government has taken them away.
这些事情呢，从历史到现在都有这些发生，就是有一些政府他不让人家有那样的信仰，所以甚至就到目前还消失、失踪的都有。
Now, verse 37, because of faith, these people are stoned, I mean, they have stones thrown. They were sawn into two pieces, now, cut in half, basically.
然后他们呢，甚至有被石头打死，或者是被锯子从中间切成两段。
This is the reference where many people say this is Isaiah, because outside of the Bible, it says that this verse is specifically relating to Isaiah, who was killed by King Manasseh.
这个其实在这个句子讲的这个被从中破为两半呢，讲的是那个以赛亚。
And they were tempted. I'm not quite sure what one.
虽然在那个圣经里没特别写出来，但是从历史上面我们知道以赛亚被那个王给切成两半。
And they were, and if you look here, they were slain with the sword, so they were cut down by the sword.
然后他们被切成两段。
They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, so they're saying that these people were very poor and destitute. They had to sacrifice a lot. For some reason, they're wandering around in sheepskins and goatskins. I guess that would imply that these people are very poor and maybe they've been running away from somebody.
那同时呢，这些人披着绵羊和山羊的皮到处跑，可能是连衣服都没有。
Being destitute, afflicted, and tormented.
然后他们受穷乏、患难、苦害。
These people have had to sacrifice many things because of the word of God.
为了神呢，他们愿意受苦受难。
Okay, I can't remember why I started talking about that.
No, we're saying people they are suffer because of. They want to be the great believer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because you know, you're developing.
The whole of fame.
That's right. Because they were developing very different thinking from these other people who cannot accept the word of God.
所以呢，其实我们刚刚在讲的就是说，那些伟大的信徒，他们因为他们有很多属神的思维，结果呢，让那些不属神的、不信神的人呢，是无法接受的。结果他们就受到非常多的苦难，就是这些伟大的信徒反而受到更大的苦难。
So it's just that's something that you have to expect is that the more you grow spiritually, that means your thinking is changing more, and you're going to have people that don't like you because of that, maybe hate you and try to kill you.
所以，当我们的属灵的 IQ 越高，我们的思维越高出一般人的时候，我们也要心里有准备，就是很多人会看不惯我们。
Doesn't sound very encouraging, really.
这听起来是好像不太鼓励我们那样子哈。
But actually, and see, that was another topic that we were talking about the other day, is being encouraged from the Word of God.
但是我们之前也讲到，就是说我们也一样呢，受神的话语所鼓舞。
Okay, but God doesn't lie to us. See, God, He tells us the truth. And He says, if you become a believer, you will face persecutions, you will face problems.
但是我们的神呢，他并不会欺骗我们。所以他其实已经告诉我们说，如果我们跟随他，是有可能在会受到这些刑罚。
Okay, see, some people, they would go to church, for example, they like to hear these nice sermons and Paul says actually in 2 Timothy 4:3, he talks about people having their ears tickled, that they want to be entertained by hearing the word of God. 2 Timothy 4:3.
提摩太后书四章三节，保罗就讲。
He says some people like to have their ears tickled.
他说有些人呢喜欢耳朵被这个搔痒。
It says having itching
ears. 他说因为时候要到，有些人受不了纯正的道理，耳朵就发痒，就随从自己的情欲，为自己累积失腹。What does that mean?
Okay, if you have itching ears, and actually they say wanting to have the ears tickled means like, oh, that's fun to listen to. I like to hear that. This pastor, he's very entertaining.
But the last sentence is weird.
How do they translate it?
为自己累积失腹，to accumulate.Some teachers.
Yeah, and then?
What does that mean?
Oh, because they go around many, many different teachers. Who can entertain me this way? I don't like that guy, so I'll go to somebody else. Yeah.
好，这一句呢，是整个是在讲呢，有些人呢是不喜欢听太纯正的那个道，结果呢就到处去听各种好玩的道，所以去找各种老师，然后会讲得很有趣。那个有趣的道呢，就好像在他的耳朵搔痒一样。所以他其实是变成是顺着自己的欲望去找各种老师来教他。
Maybe they have a particular problem in their life. Maybe it's this guy's looking for a wife and he wants to know how he can do that.
比如说呢，也许一个人呢，他的生命中刚好有一些问题，那他就要寻找这个问题的解答。那比如说他想要找，他没有太太，他到处寻找太太，他就到处去听别人讲怎么样找太太。
But he's going around these different churches, seeing which one can give him an answer. He's got some particular thing that he likes, maybe.
然后呢，结果他就跑到各个教会里面，看看谁可以提供他这方面的解答。
And he's wanting to hear something that he likes to hear. That's having the itching ears. I want to hear what I want to hear.
然后基本上他就等于是他的耳朵呢在找他想听的。
Now it's more difficult to hear things that you should hear, but you don't want to hear.
因为呢你要去听那些你不想听的其实是比较难听的。
You might have heard the expression that truth hurts.
比如说有个说法就是说真理会伤人。
Okay, and especially because if you're opposite the truth, and you're doing things that are wrong, and the truth is accusing you, yeah, that does hurt, and you have to accept that.
就像你如果呢，根本就是跟真理相反的在做的人，你的行为举止思维是与真理不同的，那真理被你听到的时候，你就会觉得他根本是在鞭打你。
And it's very easy to find a church where the pastor can say, well, yeah, God loves you and God gives you everything that you need and you know, God is a great God.
所以去一个教会呢，如果那个牧师是跟你说，哦，神爱你，神会给你所有你所想要的，所有你所需要的，那这样子的道总是比较容易听吧。
And those things aren't wrong. You know, what he's saying is truth, but you need to hear truth which is going to make you change.To say, yeah, God loves you very much, and because of God's love, we go to heaven, those kind of things. That's truth.
的确这些也是真理。
But it's more difficult when you have to grind your way through a study about the angelic conflict, for example.
但是呢，你除了听这个之外，更难听进去的是，其实你还要为天使的征战做证人这件事。
And hearing about what it actually takes to become a good witness, about the discipline required, and about the sacrifices you have to make.
因为呢，要做一个天使征战的证人的话，你其实是有非常多的事情要牺牲的。
And this is where it comes out in the same verse. You can see in the English here, it says, for the time will come, they will not endure sound doctrine. I mean, they don't have the patience and they don't have the willingness to learn sound doctrine. You can see the word doctrine there in the English. It comes from this word, didaskalos.
所以这个句子第一句说，那所以当时候到的时候呢，他们其实不愿意有那个耐心或者那个意愿去听真正圣经教义的那些教导。
Actually, didaskalia, that's the noun form there. And they can say doctrine, but it really means what is being taught. That's what you're learning in class.
就是说你他到了那时候他不愿意听他真正在课堂上学到的那些东西。
Some people cannot endure that. It's just, oh man, 2 hours on a Tuesday night, that's too much. So I've got other things I need to do.
就像有一些人会说，哎，我礼拜二都要来上课，我怎么受得了？
Okay, but just to finish off, we've still got, oh, we've got 25 minutes, okay. I want to stick with Hebrews 10:25.
那我们现在要来看一下希伯来书的第十章。
Okay, because we're talking the other on Sunday about the encouragement that does come from the Word of God.
那这一段经句呢，其实我们礼拜天提过，就是说我们其实可以受到圣经的鼓舞。
If I bring up the verse again, you'll see how we're actually commanded to come together to study the Word of God. So we'll just review that concept.
而这个经句呢，主要是告诉我们说，我们被神呢其实是有命令的哈，要我们。集会在一起来寻求神。
Okay, and it starts off again. This is the writer saying, do not forsake. Remember, it was like a double negative to not do something.
好，这边的第一句话是说，它是等于是负负得正的概念，就是不要停止聚会。
Okay, and it's interesting the word to assemble together. I'll bring this up here. You have the word episunagoge.And you can see the English down there. In English, we have the word synagogue. Actually, I think it's a Greek word. But the synagogue was the place that the Jews used to meet to worship and to learn. A synagogue. Even today, they call them synagogues.
第一个我们要先把这个字学一下哈。Synagogue.
God. This is the, you probably might have one or two in Taipei, it's where the Jewish people come and they...
这就是犹太教堂。
And then what they have in the Greek here, that the word assembling or coming together, that we have the word epi at the start of it, and epi means sort of like together, I guess, in this case. But synagoge, the verb itself means to come together, to assemble. I would just put to assemble. This is a noun, synagogue is a noun, but as a verb, it means to assemble, to come together.
所以这个基本上就是 synagogue 这个犹太教会啊，它其实就是说要大家集合在一起的那个 ，is Greek?
Yes.
这是希腊文，其实就是要大家集合在一起，就是那个犹太教会的意思。
And so the writer is saying you have to come together.
所以呢，其实这个就是说，这个经句也是在讲说，你就是必须要集合在一起。
And we're going to see in the context, the reason you come together is to learn the Word of God, to encourage each other from the Word of God.
好，为什么要集合在一起呢？是为了要让我们彼此可以鼓励，让我们可以一起来向神学习。
And I'll just stop there because we've only got one more minute and we'll have a 5 minute break.And then we'll finish off for the last 15 minutes.
好，我们休息五分钟，请大家赶快回来，五分钟。